about Krishna's forbidding Arjuna not to speak this Bhagavad Gita to a person who is not very much advanced in austerity and penance. The verse of the 18th chapter, verse number 67, in which Krishna says to Arjuna, idam te na atapastaya na abhaktaya padachana na cha asustusove vatsam na cha manuja abhasuye. Krishna says, this confidential knowledge may not be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, not to one who is envious of. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knows very well that there will be so many rascals who are envious of. Actually, everyone is trying, because Bhagavad Gita is very popular book of profound knowledge. Everyone is trying to prove his own theory through the medium of Bhagavad Gita, excluding Krishna. This is going on. They want to kill Krishna, demonic. Anyone who is trying to kill Krishna is a demon. So, to warn the devotees from these demons, this sloka was spoken by Krishna himself. Atapastaya. Actually, one who is sinful is not undergoing the method of austerities, penance, what he will understand about Bhagavad Gita. It is not a table talk. People are taking it as a table talk by so-called scholarship. That is not possible. Just like it is said that unless one is a Brahman, qualified Brahman, he should not touch the Vedas. That means what we'll understand? Unless one has attained the Brahminical qualification, truthfulness, cleanliness, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, simplicity, tolerance, full of Vedic knowledge, practically application in life, and full faith in the Vedas. These are the Brahminical qualities. So unless one has attained the Brahminical qualification, what he'll understand the Vedas? It is not that Mr. Max Muller translates Vedas. This is all nonsense. What Max Muller will understand? What was Vedas? These are not the subject matter of advanced in ABC. No. These are transcendental subject matter. Stop. Om Tat Tat. Unless one is advanced, everything is like in our ordinary life also. Unless one has graduated, he cannot enter into the law college. So, it is not prohibition. The law college is open for everyone. But he must be properly qualified to get entrance. Similarly, one must be properly qualified to enter into the transcendental subject matter. Everyone and anyone cannot. The Shudras, those who are in Shudra qualification, how they can understand Vedas? It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna knows that mostly they are persons contaminated. Therefore he says, idam te na atapaskaya. Those who are too much contaminated with the material qualities, three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So really people are contaminated with tamagun and rajagun. Hardly at the present moment, hardly we shall find out one is qualified with the satagun, brahminical qualities. Shastra says, kalau sudra sambhava. In this age, Kali Yuga, mostly all of the sudras, no brahmana, no kshatriya, no vaishya, according to qualifications. You can, by force, you can say, I am brahmin, because I am son of a brahmin, I am brahmin. That you can do, but that is not the qualification. If somebody says, my father is high puja, therefore I am high puja. Is that very nice proposal? One must have the qualification of high puja, even though he is a son of high puja. So, these things are mentioned in the Shastra, but we are defined. Narad Muni says, not ordinary authority. Jasahi jat lakhanamshad varnabhi bhanjakam. Jadi annakrabhi disheta tat tenaiva vinidhiset. The purpose is that there are symptoms, characteristics of brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. That is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Satta samadama titikha, satta saucham samadama titikha, jyava, jnanam vijnanam asitkam brahma karna sabhav. Similarly, for kshatriya, there are seven qualifications. Similarly, for the vaishya, three qualifications. Krishi gaurakshya mahavitam vaishya karna sabhav. And for the shudra, only one. Purichajatmakam kajam shudra karma sabhav. So, this is shastras. This is the injunction of the Vedic literature. And Narad Muni says, jasahi jat lakhanas, the symptoms, the characteristics, varnabhivanyakam to indicate or to decide in which varna, whether this person belongs to brahmana varna or kshatriya varna or shudra varna like. So there are symptoms. So Narada Muni says, if these symptoms are found elsewhere, jadi annatra bhi drishyeta. Suppose a shudra or a vaishya, but he has got the qualification, symptoms of a brahman. So he should be accepted as brahman, not as shudra or vaishya. Similarly, a person born in brahmin family, if he has got the symptoms of a shudra, he should be accepted as shudra. This is the invention in the shastra. And Sridhar Swami, he said that simply taking birth in some particular family, Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, one does not become so. It is the qualification. That is the fact. So, Bhagavad Gita also, it is Vedic literature, spoken by the Supreme Personality of God and Himself. Veda apaurusha. Veda means the knowledge given by God, Krishna. First, the knowledge was given to Brahma. Tene Brahma Rida Aditamayi. Brahma received the knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vedic knowledge. Therefore, it is called apaurusha. It is not Veda. Does not mean it is written by some ordinary man and he writes some books. No. It is not like that. Apaurusha. Coming directly. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is also coming directly from Krishna. Therefore, it is Veda. Vedanta Gita. Vedanta Krishna Aham. Krishna says in the 15th chapter that Sarvasya Chaham Ridishan Nivishta Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Vedashta Sarvai Aham Eva Vedam Vedanta Krishna Vedanta Vitsa Aham. He is actually the Vedanta compiler of Vedanta, Vedanta Krishna. The most important philosophical thesis, not thesis, but actually. Krishna knows what is Vedanta. And what he says, that is Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. Anta means the last word. So what is the last word of Vedanta? Last word is to know the Supreme Personality of God. Veda is the Sarvai. Not only Vedanta Sutra, but also all the Vedas. Sam, Jeju, Atadvari. The ultimate objective is Krishna, to know Krishna. Veda is the Sarvai. Aham eva Vedanta, Krishna says. So, Bhagavad Gita is also Vedanta, because the Supreme Person who spoke Vedanta, that's the incarnation of Narayana. So Narayana and Krishna are the same, identical. So therefore, incarnation of Narayana, that's the wrote Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, Krishna knows what is Vedanta. And if we accept Krishna as he is saying, that is, then we become actually Vedanti. Not artificially. So here, Krishna says, this, idam te na atapastaya, na avaktaya. Avakta, rascal will not understand where is Bhagavad Gita. Na avakta, in the beginning also, Krishna, before speaking Bhagavad Gita, he selected Arjuna because he said, bhaktosi priyosi me rahasyam gita uttamam. The mystery of Bhagavad Gita is very transcendental subject matter. Therefore, I shall speak to you. Why? Who are selecting me? I am not a Vedanti, I am not a sannyasi, I am ordinary Gihastha, and that also I am a soldier, fighting man. So why you are selecting me? Bhaktosi! Because you are my devotee. Nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita unless he is a devotee of Krishna. It is not a rascal that you speculate interpretation, speculation. No, these things are not allowed. Strictly. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. This is the significance. And people are appreciating Macmillan Company, our publisher. They printed 50,000 copies of this book in August, and it was finished by October. Not in this country, of course, in Europe and America. We have got very good demand for our books, all these books. We are selling 25,000 to 30,000 rupees worth books daily, all over the world. Krishna won. The gentleman, he is not present here without me this letter. So, it is a warning. Because ordinary men, they will simply spoil. They do not know what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. The simple thing, Bhagavad Gita is that the God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He the origin of everything, and we are also part and parcel of God, and our business is to serve God. That's all. What is the division? You understand? Just like this finger is the part and parcel of my body. The business of finger is to carry out my order. I ask the finger, please come here. Yes, I am ready. Now come here. Yes, I am ready. Similarly, we should be like that. Always ready to carry out the order of Krishna. That is Krishna concept. Just like Arjuna did. Arjuna, in the beginning, he denied to carry out the order of Krishna. Krishna wanted to fight. He said, no, Krishna, I cannot fight. I cannot kill my kinsmen, the other side, my brother, my nephews, my grandfather. No, I stop. Then Krishna explained the actual position and he asked him, now what is your decision? You can do whatever you like. I will explain everything. So he said, yes, this is Krishna consciousness. One must be ready to do anything for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Not that according to my hint, I shall decide. No, this is position. We must be ready because we are part and parcel of Krishna, just like my hand is moving because I want to move it. Similarly, we are all living entities. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, our duty is simply to move according to the will of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this philosophy cannot be understood by ordinary person. Therefore, he says, no atapaskaya. Tapasya. This life is meant for tapasya. Not to lead a life like hogs and dogs. This human, that is not human life. That is hogs and dogs life. That is the statement of Vishabde. Nayam deha deho bhajan niloki vastan kaman arhati vir bhujanadi. Kapo dibbanga putra ka jena siddheta satya jasmad dhamma sukham manantam. We are all hankering after happiness. But you do not know how to get happiness. And that is advice like Vishabde, father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. This planet, not this country, Bharatvarsha, formerly it was known as Ilavati Vasa. So after the reign of Maharaj Bharat, Emperor Bharat, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. So because we have lost our culture, now we are now a small piece of land, just like Pakistan. We could not maintain our culture. Formerly, the kings were maintaining the culture and controlling the whole world. So, it is warning that those who are not undergone austerity, as Vishabde said, that this human form of body, everyone has got a material body. The cats and dogs and hogs and trees and everyone has got. But, ayanadeha, nilogi, especially in human society, it is not meant for gratifying the senses, working very hard whole day and night, like the hogs. The very example is given, hogs.
Birbhujan. Birbhujan means hawk, the stool eater. The stool eater, you will find, the stool eater the whole day and night searching after stool. Very stool raised. At night also, you will find engaged. They also engaged. These are the examples by nature. What for? What is the business? Like eating stool. And then, as soon as he gets some stress, then sex. Never mind, mother, sister, or anything. This is possibilities. You eat whatever you like, no discrimination, even up to stool, and then have sex on it. So, this is the warning of these of them. That is, human life is not meant for this purpose, like hogs and dogs. Then what it is? Suppose, that is the sentence here also. Not of a sky. One who has not undergone austerities and penances according to the Vedic system. What you can understand? Bhagavad Gita and the Vedas. Can we hear some more? And what is the result of tapasya? To become bhakta, devotee. Bhavanam janmanamanti jnanamanam prapadya. One who has actually undergone austerities, penances, then the result will be that he surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is bhakta. So after tapasya, one becomes bhakta. And as soon as one becomes bhakta, he enjoys life. He enjoys life. Natural state. That is mukti. Hitya annatharupam. Mukti hitya annatharupam. Annatharupam means defying the authority of God. That is annatharupam. Because we are in part and parcel of God, therefore our business is to abide by the orders of God. But as soon as we defy God, that is annatharupam. So, mukti means hitta annatharupam. That is mukti. Mukti means hitta annatharupam. Give it up. This nonsense practice, defying God. Annathara, sarupenavasthiti, to be situated in his own constitutional position. What is the constitutional position? Constitutional position is to serve, just like part and parcel of my body, this finger, is to serve the body. This is constitutional position. And if the finger denies, no, I am God, why shall I serve you? That is annathara. So mukti means to give up annatharupa. And that is the demand of Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. You have manufactured so many rascaldom in the name of religion. Give up all this nonsense. Simply surrender unto. This is why. Krishna knows that he I say to the rascal, surrender unto me, he will take otherwise. A big scholar says, oh, this is too much. Sophist. Krishna is demanding, simply surrender unto me. And the commentator is remarking, oh, this is too much. And actually you are saying, why you shall surrender to Krishna? We have got many others. We have got another Krishna, another this, and why? Another to Krishna. Because he cannot understand. Because he has not undergone penance and austerity and not has become a devotee. How he can understand Krishna? Therefore he is worthy. Don't talk this thing, this surrender unto me, or surrender to Krishna to be rascals and nonsense. They will not accept it. Therefore he has won. But if you say, see, why you are preaching?
We are taking the risk. We know that ordinary person they will not understand. But it has become our duty because you are servant of Krishna. The servant of Krishna, we are going from country to country, from door to door, and flattering them, falling there, falling down on a lotus feet. Just like Purvananda Saraswati said, Dante Nidhaya Sinakam Padayo Nipatya. He was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya and Krishna are the same. So he said, I have taken a grass on my mouth. That is a Indian system, you know, to accept a grass. That means to become very humble. Dante Nidhaya Sinakam Padayo Nipatya. And falling down on your feet. Tatu satam kritya chaham bhavini. I am flattering any time. I am just appealing to you. What is that? Hey Sadhava, you are a very great man. You are a very fast man. But I request you to give up everything. Whatever you nonsense you have learned, please give up. Then what has to do? Chaitanya Charna Charane Kuruta Anura. Just become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And becoming Lord Chaitanya, devotee of Lord Chaitanya, what is the business? Lord Chaitanya says, Amar Agraya Guru Haiya Taro Eide Jare Dakho Tare Paho Krishna Upadesh. Because on my order, to become a guru. And what is the business of guru? The guru's business is jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. To simply spread what Krishna has said or what is said about Krishna. Krishna upadesh. Upadesh means instruction. The instruction which is given by Krishna or the instruction given about Krishna. That is called Krishna Bodhi. Krishna Tattva. So Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Bodhi. Directly Krishna giving the instruction. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the instruction about Krishna. So this is our business. We have become gurus, spiritual master, not with a false position that I have become God. No, we are servant, simply servant, ordinary servant. Just like postium. Not very high salary servant. Ordinary, third class servant. What is our business? To deliver the letter, that's all. Here is your letter, sir. So, to become spiritual master is not very difficult. Any ordinary man can become. Provided he becomes a pure servant, delivering the letter. Here is Krishna's message, sir. You surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, surrender unto me. Who is spiritual master? He says, surrender to Krishna. What is my difficulty? I am God too. Manufacture things by high meditation and tapasya. This is tapasya. Simply to become a faithful servant of Krishna. That's all. So where is the difference? This is tapasya. That I shall not speak anything beyond what Krishna has spoken. This is tapasya. But if I want to adulterate, oh, I am bigger than Krishna and greater than Krishna, I am Krishna, then you spoil the whole thing. That's all. Therefore it is word. He doesn't say, na tapaskaya, na bhaktaya, padasana. Never speak to rascals. No, so asushu shube, one who is not, here is another opportunity. One is eager to hear. So we are speaking to persons who are at least eager to hear.
Sushushube.
Bhaksang nasamanga abhasyati. Abhasyati, one who is envious. So this is right warning. But still, our Krishna consciousness movement is to create the situation so that people may kindly hear about Krishna. That is our business. Although it is one, that if we discriminate in that way, that here is a person, he has not undergone any austerities, he is not a devotee, he is not prepared to hear, then where we shall find our customers? The whole world is like that. A gentleman tried to find out who is the thief in this village, and after scrutinizing, he saw everyone is thief. So what is this thief? So world is so situated now, no tapasya. Just like that. We are simply asking people, requesting people, kindly give up these portions. What is that? Illicit sex and meat eating and intoxication and gambling. Oh, it is very difficult. People find it very difficult. Even a person like Lord Jetland, he was proposed that he inquired, one of my godbrother went to London and he was talking with Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland. So Marquis of Jetland inquired, well, Swamiji, can you make me a brahmana? Yes, we can make you brahmana. How? Now, he just give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and can. Oh, it is impossible. This is our life. This is our life. To have boyfriend and girlfriend and drinking and meat eating and gambling. If we give up all this, where is our life? That we require tapasya. This is tapasya. Hearing only four simple things. And if you ask anybody, give up drinking tea, he will find a thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. Oh, what you are speaking? I shall give up tea drinking? At least you are a sannyasi? No, I have to drink tea in the morning, at least so big cup. And then smoking, raja. And I become God. This is the end. This way. Therefore it is what? Don't talk this, the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, to the rascals, who has no austerities, who has no devotion, who is not prepared to hear. But the servant of Krishna, they take all these, what Krishna said. Just like Ramanujaya. Sri Ramanujaya, his spiritual master said, my dear son, the mantra which I am giving, you shall silently chant and it will be delivered. It is so powerful. Don't chant this mantra loudly so that others can hear. The Ramanujaya thought, if this mantra is so powerful, that if others hear, they will also be delivered. So why not? He immediately went to the market and began to chant the mantra. So his spiritual master became very angry that I told you not to chant loudly so that others may not hear. So he said, my Lord said, I have done offense unto you. That's all right. For this, I am prepared to go to hell. But if this mantra is so powerful, I must speak to everyone.
So that is our proposal. Although you are warned not to speak to the rascals, but you still are flattering, my dear class, please hear, please hear, please hear. Please give up this habit. Please do. So, to turn one man to Krishna consciousness, we have to save 100 tons of blood. So, therefore it is what? We are not easy going. Not to preach. We are taking the risk to preach. And it is becoming successful. People will take it. So, although Krishna warns, don't speak to these classes of men. We take the risk. Because our philosophy is that is not my philosophy, that is Vaishnava philosophy. The others may go, they may be delivered. Prahlad Maharaj said that, my dear Lord, for my personal sake, I do not bother. I have no problem. I am simply thinking of these fools. Maya sukhayo bharamod bahato bimura. Simply for Maya sukh, temporary happiness, they are working so hard, like dogs and us. I am simply concerned for that. For me, I have no concern. I can chant your holy name anywhere. So this warning of Krishna is alright, but a pure devotee, in spite of warning of Krishna, they approach the apapaskaya, avaktaya, and flatter them, please take to Krishna consciousness. That you should do. Krishna will be pleased. That is expressed in the next verse.
Jaivam paramam hudiyam madhaktesho vidasasi bhaktim mai parakritya mameva ushasi asamsara.
And next verse he said, natadasmat manasyesu kachit me priyatittam. Anyone who tries to preach the Bhagavad Gita philosophy, nobody is dearer than him to me. Our business is to become little, recognized by Krishna. So we shall go on preaching like this at all least. Thank you.
So, latest finding of the psychology says that when child grows and becomes a man, his ego also develops and it also becomes a man. Now, if we dissolve the ego, then his personality and entity also dissolve. And how we can live, or how we can develop, or how we can progress. Because the whole progress is with the progress of ego.
First thing is that ego, if you are qualified, is false ego. That ego development is dangerous for you. Suppose you are falsely thinking that you are king. Although you are a servant, you are thinking, I am king. This is false ego. And if you increase this false ego, then what is the benefit? You are misled. Is it not?
That is the personality of man.
The personality is falsely. He should be personal. You should be egoistic in right way. And your position is, if you falsely think, then I am this. So what is the use of such increasing the ego? It is psychological, you know. Just like madman, he is thinking, I am the king of this umbrella. And if he increases that ego, what benefit he will get? Just like the madman does also. He falls down on the street, I am the king. This kind of false ego increasing is simply suicidal. If it is right ego, therefore the Veda says that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, that is right ego. And if I am thinking I am this body, then that kind of increasing the ego is dangerous. That is absolute. The Americans are, we are the greatest nation. The Indians are thinking, Pakistanis think, there is fight. You increase your ego, I increase my ego, then we fight. What is the benefit of this ego? But if every one of us thinks that I am servant of Krishna, increase that, then there will be happiness. Everyone is thinking, I am a competitor of Krishna. Why Krishna shall become God? I am God. But that kind of ego is cause of fall now. It will never become any happy situation. You think the politicians follow Ishavasri Dhamsatma? When you cite Ishavasra and at the same time politicians and leaders, do you think the leaders and the politicians follow Ishavasra Dhamsatma?
Serving poor people, we can serve. Not like suddenly, you see, a gentleman called Krishna. It's a bit like this. And sincerely and really, for the whole life, these people do like this. Now, what to, how to understand that God is there in us, nature, everywhere, pervaded, and we serve the whole world.
It's in our capacity.
And how can we...
Just like I say that there is butter in the milk, and I give you one mound of meat, find out the butter. So you have to churn it. Similarly, God is everywhere, that's a fact. Just like a tree. The tree is everywhere, in the leaves, in the trees. But if you have to find out where is the actual tree, it is the root. If you water the root, then the whole tree is nourished. And if you simply water all the leaves, the whole day will spoil, and the tree will spoil. That is going on. You do not know what is the root. Foolishly, you are watering the leaves. What will be the benefit? The tree will die, and your energy will spoil. You find out the root. The root is Krishna. Sarvasakaham Vidhita. Aham sarvasya prabhav. So as soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, just like in this old day, we are traveling all over the world to do benefit to the people. Because we are hankering that people should become Krishna conscious. Don't you think that you are serving the people everywhere? We are not sitting idle. So anyone who is really Krishna conscious, he'll not be idle, he'll serve the whole human society, everywhere. Not only human society, the animal society, everyone. A Krishna conscious person will not allow an ant to be killed. But the so-called humanitarians, they are sending 10,000 cows daily to the slaughterhouse. What is the benefit? They do not know what is beneficial work. What is humanity what? But a Krishna conscious person will think, oh, why this animal should be sent to the slaughterhouse? That is the difference. You be Krishna conscious, then everything will be automatically done. That is one thing. Krishna says, sarva yoni sukante asamma manti mukta. If you are Krishna conscious, then you will see that every living entity, not only human society, but the animal society, the bird society, tree society, the aquatic society, all living entities, they are all sons of Krishna. Why shall I kill a fish, or a cow, or a goat? He is also son of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And you are doing humanitarian work. And I am sending so many animals, thousands of animals to this slaughterhouse. What is this? What these poor animals have done? Because you are not Krishna consciousness, you are discriminating in this way. that the human society should be given protection, the animal society should be slaughtered. Is that very good? Is that good consciousness? That's why the Christian people say that the animals have no soul, because they want to eat. Huh? Christ says, thou shalt not kill. They interpret in a different way. So, you can make your own mental concoction. But if you require to be right person, you have to take direction from the authorities. That is required. Without being Krishna conscious, anyone who wants to serve, he serves himself only. You see? These leaders, they, of course, they think that we are going to serve the country. Actually, if we study scrutinizing, he is serving himself only. That's it.